President Donald Trump says the U.S. has captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife after a large-scale military operation in the country. Multiple explosions rocked the capital, Caracas, earlier today. Reuters News says witnesses report at least seven loud blasts near Fort Tiuna, which houses the headquarters of Venezuela's defense ministry. Social media footage also shows low-flying aircraft during the explosions, which took place at about 2 a.m. local time. Mary Mina reports for CNA from Caracas.
So far, the only government official that has addressed the situation is Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, who is calling for a proof of life of the leader of Venezuela. The Ministry of Defense also said there will be an extensive military deployment across Venezuela, and most citizens have decided to remain in their homes.
And for more, Nick Harper reports for CNA, and he joins us live from Washington, D.C. Nick, thank you for joining us. Now, what's likely to happen to Mr. Maduro now that he's in U.S. custody?
Well, Kopien, we've been hearing from the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He apparently held a phone call with a Trump ally, Senator Mike Lee of Utah. And in that phone call, Marco Rubio told the senator that Nicolas Maduro would be heading now to the United States to face criminal charges. We are likely to get more information from Donald Trump when he holds his press conference in about 4 hours' time from now. But remember, back in March 2020, during Donald Trump's first time in the White House, Nicolas Maduro was amongst 15 people who were charged in absentia by the United States with a whole variety of different charges, including narco-terrorism, corruption, and drug trafficking. It is likely that Nicolas Maduro, if, as the Secretary of State says, is heading here to the US, it is likely that he would end up in a US court to face those charges, including that one of drug trafficking.
Now, Nick, what has been some international reactions to the capture of Mr. Maduro?
Well, there's certainly been plenty of reaction, and what we've seen is a very clear divide between countries loyal to Venezuela and those who are more loyal to the United States. In terms of regional reaction, we've heard from Colombia's president. Colombia is a neighbor of Venezuela, neighboring countries. Colombia's president has called for an urgent UN Security Council meeting, very much pushing back against what he called illegal action by the United States. Russian Foreign Ministry has just commented in the last few minutes, saying that they are extremely concerned by what they call the US's aggressive actions. They also say that it constitutes an unacceptable violation of the sovereignty of an independent state. Cuba and Iran have also come out in support of Venezuela. Cuba saying that the US brutally assaulted a zone of peace. But in terms of US allies, we have seen some support, most notably from the European Union, the representative for foreign affairs, coming out in support because, like the United States, the EU did not recognize Nicolas Maduro as a legitimate government. There were suggestions of vote rigging in the last couple of elections so Nicolas Maduro could stay in power. However, it's important to note that the EU in that statement did call for restraint, essentially urging the US to step back, not to carry out further military action. And one other country who's offered to mediate in all of this, Spain, has come forward putting up their hand to try and get in the middle to negotiate what comes next, because that's a huge question. What is the US endgame beyond what we've already seen, and what could potentially now happen in Venezuela?
Many thanks for that update. Nick Harper there, reporting for CNA from Washington, D.C.